Due to the efforts of three New Jersey lawmakers, state now has received over $20 million, this is over the last several months, in new counterterrorism and nonprofit federal security grants. This is primarily for religious institutions as well as nonprofit organizations. Let's go in chronological order here. The most recent, this came about toward the end of last month, September 28th, I think this was. Congressman Josh Gottheimer, who represents New Jersey's 5th Congressional District, he announced that 10 houses of worship, schools, and local community organizations were receiving $1.4 million in new nonprofit security grants. This is from FEMA. Funds will provide additional security protection for houses of worship, religious schools, and, as I said, certain nonprofit organizations that may be potential targets from either a terrorist attack or a homegrown lone wolf, usually inspired by extreme ideas, other domestic threats along those lines. According to FEMA, nonprofit grant program was put together designed to enhance protection of what are called soft targets and crowded places through operational coordination, along with intelligence and information sharing, interdiction, disruption. Program provides screening, access control, identity verification, along with the more traditional things like security measures with security guards, closed-circuit television security cameras, fencing, gates, barriers, things like that. A month before Congressman Gottheimer's announcement, we had Representative Bill Pascrell announcing that the Department of Homeland Security had awarded his 9th Congressional District over $18 million in a nonprofit security grant program, of which $570,000 will go directly to protect houses of worship and nonprofits within his 9th district. Then we also had Representative Tom Malinowski, who represents the 7th district. He secured over $1.4 million in federal funding that's earmarked for houses of worship within his community. Malinowski also sponsored a bipartisan bill called the Bombing Prevention Act. Aims to protect critical infrastructure, houses of worship, schools from bomb threats, other types of serious violent attacks. Malinowski said, "It's clear that we have a domestic terrorism problem in America, some of which is motivated by racial hatred. Our bill will better position DHS, Department of Homeland Security, to respond to the explosive threats posed by these extremists and help to ensure that no one in this country will have to work, study, or worship while living in fear of a terrorist bombing." You know, it still amazes me how so many people actually get offended, angry even, when you make any kind of reference to domestic terrorism. Now, if you want to gain an understanding for the reasons behind everything I just filled you in on, very easy to do. There's a one-word Google search that will quickly and accurately inform you. Want to write this down? One word. Do the search for this on Google. You'll gain a better understanding of why all this is necessary. Anti-Semitism.